Hi, it's Dave. In this video, I'm going to share my thoughts on why J.B. Straubel is on the board of QuantumScape and what I think about it as a Tesla investor. QuantumScape is a company based in Silicon Valley that claims to have made big breakthroughs with solid-state battery technology. And they have a lot of big backers. Bill Gates is an investor, as is VW and others. And they've got an impressive list of people on their board of directors, including Silicon Valley legends John Doerr and Vinod Khosla. They even have former Tesla board member Brad Buss as well. But the most puzzling thing about QuantumScape is the presence of J.B. Straubel on their board of directors. J.B. Straubel is a co-founder of Tesla and was previously their CTO or Chief Technology Officer for many years before leaving the company about a year ago. However, when J.B. Straubel stepped down, Elon Musk made sure to point out that J.B. Straubel would remain in a senior advisory role. In fact, many people had speculated that J.B. Straubel was a possible CEO candidate if Elon Musk would have stepped down perhaps years ago. So when news broke recently that J.B. Straubel was on the board of the solid-state battery company QuantumScape, it caught my attention and poses a lot of questions. In QuantumScape's recent press release announcing their merger IPO, they included the following. Former Tesla Chief Technology Officer and current QuantumScape board member J.B. Straubel commented, "QuantumScape's solid-state anode-less design represents the most elegant architecture I've seen for a lithium-based battery system, and the company has an opportunity to redefine the battery landscape." In other words, it appears that J.B. is backing and vouching for QuantumScape. Or is QuantumScape just using J.B.'s reputation to boost their image? So here's some more questions I have. Number one, does J.B. Straubel really believe in QuantumScape technology, or is he just promoting it because he received free equity in the company? Sometimes companies will give free equity to someone as an advisor or to even join their board. And it can make sense to the company because sometimes having an affiliation with someone trustworthy really validates the company's technology or claims. However, this gets tricky because if QuantumScape offered J.B. Straubel free equity to join their board, then it's possible that J.B. doesn't really believe in QuantumScape's technology as a sure thing, but rather as a possibility and a convenient way to make some money. I understand it can be hard to refuse free money when offered, but I wonder if J.B. really understands and is in touch with how much his affiliation means, not just to QuantumScape, but to all Tesla investors who will be swayed by J.B.'s affiliation with the company. For example, Nikola Motors is another EV company that recently went public via a merger, but they didn't have a J.B. Straubel type of figure on their board. If they did, then it would be a lot harder for Tesla investors to be as critical as they are with the company. So how much is J.B.'s affiliation worth to QuantumScape? I think it could be worth hundreds of millions of dollars and possibly billions. The company is supposed to be valued at $3 to $4 billion after the merger. And with the amount of money that's chasing high-flying stocks, I wouldn't be surprised to see a lot of volatility. And having J.B.'s apparent stamp of approval could really add $1 or $2 billion in market cap. I think, though, it's important for QuantumScape and J.B. to disclose if J.B. has actually invested his own money into the company or not. Because if J.B. has invested his own money into QuantumScape and a significant amount, then we know that J.B. is not just taking free equity for an endorsement, but rather that he really believes in QuantumScape's technology. If QuantumScape and J.B. don't disclose this, then we're in the dark and it's anyone's guess. And it makes it even more difficult to evaluate QuantumScape as a company. Personally, I've met J.B. Straubel several times over the years at various Tesla events. Back in the day, Tesla events were smaller and it was easier to spot Tesla execs at the events and strike up a conversation. I remember at one event a long time ago, I asked J.B. what he thought about new battery technology from various companies claiming breakthroughs. And his response was telling. He told me that one of the main things he does is monitor new battery technologies, and he's in constant communication with a lot of battery startups, and that Tesla is constantly evaluating new battery technology. At that time, it gave me a lot of confidence that not only was Tesla vigilant in their awareness of new battery tech, but they had a CTO that was personally interested in geeking out over battery tech. So that's what makes QuantumScape a sort of conundrum for me. If they didn't have J.B. Straubel's endorsement, then it would be a lot easier to discount their technology, especially because they don't have any revenue and they don't even have plans to make cells in production until 2024. And even in 2024, their plans are for a small pilot production line. It's not until really 2027 or so where they plan on mass production of about 47 gigawatt hours worth of batteries. Now that's a long time between now and then, and a lot can happen. Who knows what kind of problems and challenges they'll face. And they have a lot of competition. For example, even a company like CATL is pushing through cheaper cells, and they're using their cash flows to reinvest in new battery technologies. And of course, the big elephant in the room is Tesla. If QuantumScape's technology with solid-state batteries is so great, and they have J.B. Straubel and former Tesla board member Brad Buss on their board, then why haven't they inked a partnership with Tesla? It just doesn't make sense. I have to assume that either Tesla is still evaluating QuantumScape's technology, or they've evaluated their technology and have decided against a partnership at this time. Perhaps at Battery Day in a couple weeks, we'll find out more information. Anyways, J.B. Straubel on the board of QuantumScape. I want to hear from you guys. What do you think? Do you think JB's endorsement means QuantumScape's new batteries are the real thing? Or is there more than meets the eye? Finally, I want to extend an invitation for QuantumScape and or J.B. Straubel to disclose if J.B. has invested personal money into the company or not. I think as a co-founder, J.B. ought to be transparent about that, since his reputation and influence is huge among Tesla investors. If this video has been helpful, please like it and consider subscribing. If you want to know more about QuantumScape, I've added a few links to their investor presentation and also to my last video where I discuss if QuantumScape's solid-state batteries pose a threat to Tesla. In this channel, we're looking at investment topics from both quantitative and qualitative angles, trying to get beneath the surface of things, asking that additional question and looking at things from still yet another angle. I'm on Twitter at HeyDave7, and we'll see you in my next video. Thanks.